Hey, a friend of ours, and our producer Patrick, Ashley Hartzog, she's in the studio with us. She's the one who actually helped write the lyrics on the floor. Days and days it took here in the new studio. But she has written a new book about dealing with the loss of her father, and she joins us to talk to us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here.
So tell us about the book. What is this about?
About a year ago, or 2 years ago, I'm sorry, in November, my father suffered a ruptured brain aneurysm. And the second day he was in the hospital, I wrote a letter to him in my journal for a multitude of reasons, mainly because he was in a coma and I couldn't talk to him, so I wrote to him instead. And then I continued writing to him each day and was planning to give him my letters as a Christmas gift because it would be about a month worth of letters. And Christmas came and went. He was still in the hospital, so I kind of just kept writing and was keeping track of our family's journey. And in January, he was at the pinnacle of his recovery. He was doing awesome. So I stopped writing and started compiling the letters into a gift book for him. And as I did that, I realized, gosh, I've got a story here. Like, by just sort of showing up and paying attention and documenting our days, I've captured our family's whole journey through this really scary time. And so at that point, it's like, okay, I'm going to have a happy ending. This is great. I'm going to give my dad the letters. And then once he's read them, I'm going to ask if I can share this story with others because I think there's something meaningful to tell here. Mm-hmm. Sadly, he wound up not able to read them. He made it home from the hospital for a few days and then suffered strokes on both sides of his brain, went back to the hospital. And within a week, we were needing to make some pretty difficult decisions as a family. And so I thought, well, okay, I'll write until we usher him through to the other side. And so that was the plan. And then that was going to be it. I was going to stop writing once he passed. But then I missed him more than ever. He was gone, and I had gotten so used to writing to him and feeling connected to him through the letters I was writing. So I continued to write another month and a half through my grief every day. Then as I walked through each step of grief, like I said, that just sort of enriched the story a little bit more. And I think there are people that need to hear that story. You know?
Yeah.
So what I'm doing right now is I've launched an Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign because I'm going to self-publish the book. And so the plan is the campaign goes until January 9th.
Do we have the link up? Okay, we have the link on our site where you can go. It goes directly to the Indiegogo site.
Yeah, so you can help fund this.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thank you.
That's great.
I would love that.
I think that I love this idea. I love the story. I think so many people can relate to it. You can go straight to our website, bigdandbubba.com, click the link there, and help donate for this amazing project.
Thank you so much.
And we hope you have a good Christmas. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
And we didn't even ask you to have to paint anything on the floor or anything.
I don't know. I could do some touch-up work if you need me to.
Hey, it's all there. The link's there at bigdandbubba.com.